Right, well, for any true Beatles fan, you have to go to Liverpool. It's got to be done. I know, I fully understand. There are plenty of things, Beatle-related things, in London. And, of course, New York, Central Park and everything. But you've just got to go to Liverpool. Sorry, that's official. That's a fact. You've got to go to Liverpool if you want to see all the lovely Beatles things, the cavern, and go to Penny Lane and everything. Go to the museum, of course. You've got to go to the birthplace of the Beatles and, obviously, by definition, the beginning of British rock and roll. As John Lennon said, there was nothing before Elvis. And then, after Elvis, there was, of course, the Beatles. So you have to go to Liverpool. So there. And if you do go, or you have been, we'd, here on the English programme, we'd love to know which places you went to and which you thought were the best. Because there are plenty of Beatles-related things in Liverpool. I personally like to pop into the cavern every time I go to Liverpool. And, well, it's entirely up to you. Plenty of things for you to do and see. And we'd like to know which are your favourites. So if you have one favourite, that is, or two or three, then please let us know by the usual way, usual method, Twitter. We are big fans of the old Twitter here on the English programme. Aren't we, Pilar? Yes, Pilar says yes. Yes, twitter.com/English Radio. All of our little Beatle podcasts are available on our audioboo.fm/English Radio. Okay, time now for my fact thing. In the form of a question, I want to know, how did John describe the lyrics for Across the Universe? What did he say? Got a quote here, folks. He said, a piece of poetry that strongly stood alone without the help of its melody. There you go. What do you think of that?